Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on.
Jesus,
be heaven. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a temple around me, yes.
Can you say one more time, be open, say,
be a temple around me,
I see it, I see it. Be a bender now. Protection.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God.
Come on everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. One more time, every praise.
Every praise.
Come on everybody.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing hallelujah.
God my
make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
To the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host here, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. I have to apologize right now for the difficulties, and you may be understanding me because I just had all my teeth removed, and I am not used to talking toothless. But I'm going to try to speak as succinctly as possible, so y'all bear with me. But at the end of the day, it's not about me. Is that what we come here for? For our love of poetry? For our love of God? But you're with the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored, CEO'd, and run by none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links. And if you're on Facebook, like a lot of people are, you can find him there. He's got some handmade, custom-made jewelry that you will want in your collection. Trust and believe me. I've got quite a bit myself that I'll be sporting all the time. My bling bling from Raw Links. Why be average? You need to be wrong. But anyway, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in if you're listening in online. And you must do so before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to continue into overtime should we go that far. Be sure to press 1 on your phone if you want to come in and you have something to share with us, a testimony, a prayer request, or anything. We're here to praise God. Sadly, I must put this disclaimer out there that this is a profanity-free platform. So sometimes we get passionate about what we're talking about and some words come to mind, but this is not the place for it. And as you know, if you've ever called before we start any show, there's one thing that must be done, and that's to offer the platform up to God. So if you would all take a moment to clear your minds, bow your heads, and join me at the phone. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, first and foremost, asking for forgiveness of our sins, for those things that we did that we know we should not have done, those things that we should have done that we neglected to do, Father. Forgive us, Lord. You know we are flawed. Father God, I ask that you would just have your way on this platform tonight, that something said here tonight touch someone, that you would take something that us flawed people comment on, say, think, ask about, touch someone, Father God, that we might be a tool used by you to bring someone else to your throne, Father God. Have your way, Lord. We welcome you with open arms to this platform for this evening. We love you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Most definitely thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice on Calvary for us, Father God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to continue to do for those of us that love you, Lord, to come and have your way, Father. I turn the reins of this over to you, Father God, in the mighty, precious, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. I pray. Amen. Thank you, y'all, for hanging in here with me. With this being a poetry platform, I suppose I'm going to start things off with a piece that might be an hour old, if that. This piece is called, This is the Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that brought life from death. Is the day that it should inspire God's praise for me. It is more powerful than all the rest. This is another of many where, from God's agape love above, all of mankind has been blessed. This is a day where Christ's word was made true. where he proved and accomplished what no other God was able to do. Remember this scripture found in Mark 14 and 58, which says, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. Is that day, when 3 days after being crucified and died, he rose again and lived again and walked amongst man. I praise God for so many reasons that dictate that I should, however, within my life, for me and me alone, he has shown me, rescued me, made available to me, empowered me, and loved me through so many occasions that praise surpassed something that I should. It has become something that my very essence is compelled to do as my meager homage to the only one who has loved me through. Through the times where I gave him my back, despite his being displeased with my sinful acts, through the times where Satan attacks, through the moments where my deeds and my blackened heart introduced ripples that would come against the kingdom, and yet he loved me. Where did he do that? I praise God for being who he is, who he was, and who he will always be. And first, upon those moments, it's a selfless sacrifice at Calvary. He deserves so much more than I can give. However, he has my praise for as long as I live. And that's that peace. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Y'all know this is Resurrection Sunday. I don't go along with that Easter mess. But this is Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that Christ rose from the grave after being spit on, cursed, humiliated, degraded, disrespected, beaten, mutilated, hung up on a cross, and died. But praise God for his love and his infinite power. That wasn't the end of that story. Just as in the scripture, in 3 days, he's going to raise the temple that was made without hands. How do you make stuff with no hands? By being God. So this is, it's for those that believe that Christ existed, number one. For those that believe that Christ is the Son of God. For those that believe that he died and rose again as the only perfect sacrifice capable to atone for our sin, then this is a day that is very important to you, that means a lot to you, that should mean a lot to you, because this is the tenet of all of our faith, our religion. Not our religion, our belief. Because religion creates division. So I forgive me for using that word in that context. But anyway, we need to praise. And for me, praise is an upbeat word. It's happiness. It's joy. Ooh, you got something to praise? That's a good thing. But I'm not going to keep running my mouth. I'm going to, well, first let me see something right quick, if y'all don't mind, and we'll bear with me. I'm going to say this is my co-host, my partner in praise, Alonzo. Hey, Alonzo, is that you?
Yes, sir. What's up, brother? How you doing tonight? Happy Resurrection Day.
My brother. Happy Resurrection Day to you, too. All right, folks, here we go. Let me introduce my partner, Praise Alonzo. He made it. I know this is a day that is hard for a lot of people because of so much that goes on, so many worldly
distractions,
activities, things that we have to attend to. So I understand that.
Yes.
I understand that.
I didn't mean to say distractions, but yes.
Yeah, sometimes they are. They really are. But anywho, we're here, and that's all that's important. As you know, we love the Lord here. I'm hiding out in a friend's room to do the show tonight. So I don't have my notes with me. So I don't have anybody's phone number. So please forgive me by not calling you by your name when I open your mic. But I will warn 445 that they're going to be coming on very shortly here. So you need to get yourself ready. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. Today is Resurrection Sunday. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
Thank you, brother. Even he rolled 3 days late.
Alonzo, let me keep this 100. I'm going to try not to throw anybody under the bus.
I appreciate you so much, because today I'm so inequipped, it's not even funny. But as you said, it's the day, so most of us are with our families, and, we're just enjoying the moment as we are. But, yeah, please don't throw me under the short bus, at least not the short bus.
Now, why did you think I was talking about you when I made that comment about throwing under the bus? Why did you think I was talking about you?
Because it sounded like... It sounded like a sentence you said, a semicolon.
Have I ever thrown you under the bus, Alonzo? Don't answer that.
not literally thrown. Probably kicked. I mean, it felt like a kick. I might have tripped into it. Maybe a trip. I think.
It's only been allegations.
Okay.
Alonzo, let me ask you something. And can you hear me? Can you understand what I'm saying, I should say? Because I sound like I'm talking with a mouthful of mush with no teeth.
I mean, honestly, it just sounds like it sounds like you're having a good time. You're a little distant from the mic, but I can hear you. I can definitely hear you.
Okay, thank you. And you can understand what I'm saying?
Yes. It do sound distant, but I can understand what you're saying.
This is crazy because, wait a minute, this raggedy phone of mine, this is as loud as I can get it up. But you can hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm not going to ask you, did you bring a piece for us tonight?
No, sir, I'm rolling around
trying to get it together.com. I'm going to go ahead and pull the covers on myself and let you know I do not even have close to a piece. And the freestyle is just not at the top of the mind right now.
Oh, see, I told you I wasn't going to throw you under the bus. So you didn't have to put that out there. But that was a thought, that freestyle part. You really cut it off real good. But I wasn't going to do that to you tonight, bro.
I almost thought
I was going to have to try to freestyle a piece.
Oh, but it sounded like you already had a piece. I figured you had a part two, continuation.
Anywho.
Yeah, you got quiet.
Look, I said I wasn't going to turn on nobody under the bus, so you're going to try to get me while it's getting good, huh? Is that what this is?
The bus is rolling. I'm just trying to get out the way, either on it or out the way.
The bus is going here, but are you behind the steering wheel? Y'all have to forgive us, because this is what we do. I'm sorry.
I hear Cali, we ghost ride the whips. We don't have to be behind the wheel every time. Autopilot, let it go.
Right. But you know what? I got a lot of songs I want to listen to tonight. Let me stop talking. Slow down, back up, and do what's supposed to be done in order. How about we open the first mic and that this becomes the platform that it's supposed to be? For the people, not for me. Run in my mouth, but right now. Anywho. I'm going to
open that sounds good.
All righty. And there we go. Area code 445. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do you have on the mic?
Hey, what it do? Shana Bosa. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all. In case y'all didn't recognize the voice, but I'm sure everybody did, we have our CEO, none other than Pharrell the Poet. What's going on, my brother? How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Lonzo,
and before you get started, one thing before you get started, Pharrell, I just want to put this out there. Before you start busting on me about no keepers, remember, I know where you live. That's all I got to say. Now, the floor is yours. How are you?
Hey, I thought you wasn't going to throw nobody under the bus tonight, bro.
Okay. Oh, is that what that was? My bad.
Yeah. When you called my number out, I was really, taken aback. I wasn't ready to be first, but, you know, what the heck?
No. I gave a precursor telling area code 445 you would be brought in.
Yeah.
Shortly. And that was a few minutes before I brought you on. So, you ain't going to pin that one on me.
Yeah.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
I wasn't ready.
You want me to go to somebody else and come back to you next?
Oh, no, I ain't going to check it out like that. But I'm just saying, you know,
this is
I wasn't
live.
Ready.
I just want you to know, this is live.
No. Yeah, I can hear you, but you sound distant, my friend.
Which one?
You're going to have to, the older guy.
Oh, the older guy. That's the one with all the grays. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's a little better. Just be mindful and you know keep some volume in your baritone.
Yeah, he said speaking to the mic. That's what he said. Speaking to the mic.
Thank you, Lonzo.
Oh man, happy Resurrection Day, brothers! I swear this is a good one, though.
Yes, happy Resurrection Day. I meant to say that. I'm sorry. Happy Resurrection Day. I know everybody's nice and full, you know, with those dinners that were being prepared. I am done. I am totally done.
Yes, sir. So, what do you have for us tonight, brother? What do you have for us?
Yeah, let's change the subject because y'all talking about food. I don't have no teeth. My gum day just came out 2 days ago. I can't eat. I cook for a living. I'm cooking food, looking at food, and I can't eat it. Yeah, let's change the subject from them delicious, scrumptious meals that y'all partook in. And I could eat it. I had some mashed potatoes.
It sounds like he in his feelings. It sounds like he hurt.
Yeah.
No, I have motion for that.
Paul, having no teeth, I'm sure can't stop you, Paul. The Paul that I know, that won't stop the Paul that I know. You know, as long as you got a straw or something, chopsticks or something, I know you can get down with a plate.
They killed me with that, though, for real. I couldn't even use a straw for nothing. For the person... 24 hours, I couldn't do anything to cause any, like, stuffing type sensations because it would disrupt the clot. You know, so I couldn't suck through a straw because, you know, milkshakes or smoothies and all that. That was out.
Yeah.
Then after that, came the part, but after 48 hours, I ate soft food. But what's Jell-O going to do for you? What's Jell-O going to do for you? So I got on the mashed potatoes, and that's where it's at for right now. Now, tomorrow will be another day. There'll be one more step to healing, and I'll try something else. But I miss food. So I'm just, I'm glad y'all was able to partake and have some good stuff. I really am. But
yeah.
I got a leg of lamb that I just did not cook because I wasn't going to be able to enjoy it. So I ain't cooking.
All right. That's funny, Paul.
Yeah, I know that's selfish.
He ordered
right. Fair enough. He ain't done with me yet. So, my brother, for real.
Yes, sir.
I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know just as sure as I know I'm a fat man in a skinny body, I know just as sure as your name is Larry Maddox, that you brought something for us tonight.
Okay, well, yes, I have sort of something here for you. I kind of just put this together because I wanted to follow the theme for tonight. So just bear with me. I hope I can, you know, do it justice.
Well, we already know justice will be done because we already turned this over to God. So, you know, you just go ahead and go with the flow and allow him to use you, my brother, like you always do, and he always does. And I know somebody will be blessed. The mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you, Paul. Love. Love. How do I love thee, love? Let me count the ways. I allowed you to fill my days, my nights in whimsical, non-logical ways. You flow electrically through me, you tidal wave. I ride you like a stream moving rapidly. Your current carries me, purifies me as you wash over me. Washing over me, you flood me. I'm drowning in your energy, knee deep within pools of your love. I bathe in you, pray to you. I praise and give praise to you. I give worship to you. To you, love. And you I could never get enough of. The word. You said that you'd never leave or forsake me. Although I am not worthy, you still, yet still you cover me. That's love. Without you, I would lose it all, my sanity. Easily, see, you strengthen me, love. No matter how dark the times may get, your love light continues to guide me. And it feels so good. So good to be loved by you. Now, no matter how many times darkness tried to take my heart and break my heart. I was never forsaken. You were always there for me, so I keep praying, no matter what the dark keeps saying, provoking, tempting. You would never do that to me. Your breath you blew into me, gave love to me, died for me. I give praise to thee. I'ma keep on praising, praying, worshiping thee. Although unworthy, you have saved me, touched by thee. How I love thee. Touched me with just one finger and gave life to me. Life to me. To me, you gave life. I was dirty, yet you have cleansed me, love. You keep blessing me. I don't know why you keep blessing me, but somehow you keep blessing me. In spite of me, you keep on blessing me, touching me, lifting me up with your blessings. 3 heart attacks I've had, yet you keep me here with your healing. Once I submitted, prayed to be forgiven, and felt your forgiveness, Lord, I submit to your will and cherish your blessings. Then you gave me purpose. Showed me how to pray. Prayer works if you work it. When spoken through faithful lips, heard by ears way up in heaven, I'm available for your service, a soldier in your army. You protect me, strengthens me in moments of weakness. I thank the seen and the unseen. Lord, they don't see you. They say that you're invisible, but I know that you're there. I feel you. We can't see oxygen, but breathing is possible. Jealousy, folks praying against me, praying on a tragedy. You know some kind of injury just because your love light shines bright on me. Shines brighter while I'm praising thee. You know envy. Envy and misery love company. Lord, they don't know you. And don't know about submittance, your love, or forgiveness. Lord, I'm a witness. Love. How do I love thee? Love. Let me count the ways. I was once living and surrounded in sin, but you touched me, and now I am just him. For real.
Okay. Wow. Like I said, this fits a piece and let God do what he want to do with it. And that piece is definitely one of his many weapons to touch somebody. Counting the ways. When we really do take the time to count the ways, that's where we get blessed. Because then it comes to our mind, wow. Really, there's another way that I can love him or show him that I love him or praise him. This is another way. Sometimes we need to just be reminded that we can or that we should be, I guess, a little bit more open-minded about things, where we decrease and allow him to increase. But I like that piece for real. So I already knew that there was no problem with you just putting it together and not quite sure of it, because God uses you. And as he does, tonight was no different than any other. So I appreciate you for coming through with that piece.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know if anybody's ever told you, but I feel like you should be writing movies. Every time you come, you put it down. Like, I really feel like he was one of them councilmen that stepped forward out of the squad and then went to go talk to God. Like, you know, one of them strong characters, authoritative characters. Lord, this is what it is. This is what's going to happen. And I appreciate you, but we got a war. You know what I mean? And that piece that you read right there had me feeling like time to get right. At the end of the day, it's time to get right. You know what I mean? Like, especially within yourself. I really like your pieces. Your pieces really bring me close, man. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Much love to the both of you guys. And again, happy Resurrection Day.
Definitely happy Resurrection Day.
Before you go anywhere, it sounds like you're trying to dip. But before you go, I kind of know you're on vacation right now from Epiphany to a degree. But why don't you let everybody know what's going on with Raw Links? What's that about?
Hey,
everybody might not be. Look, everybody might not know like I know.
Get your bracelet.
Raw Links is handcrafted jewelry, crystals, gems, precious metals, wood, and they have healing qualities to them. And like I say, they're handcrafted, and you can check me out at Raw Links, BRAW, at Facebook.com. And, you know, because why be average when you can be raw? And that's that.
Hello.
Place.
Hello.
I know that right. And I'm trying to tell you, I'm very, shall we say, frugal with my money. But when you see this jewelry, when I saw the jewelry anyway, the frugal went out the window. Because I've been there again and again and again and again.
Paul,
they made the best presents for people that, you know, those people that got everything and, you know, it's just impossible to find something that they'll like. Rawlings got something for you. I'm trying to tell you.
Guaranteed.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. They're custom made to fit you and no one else but you. And for any occasion, all occasions, male, female, children, what else can I say? Just check me out. Go to Raw Links at Facebook.com, and you'll see for yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I
guarantee you won't be disappointed.
I got mine. You got yours? I got mine.
I got mine. Look, I might have yours. Play with me. I might have yours, too.
we
if I had the money, I'd have had a whole collection, but I ain't got my money ain't that long. I'm sorry. My money just ain't that long.
Hey, Lonzo got his, though, Paul. Paul has a whole bunch of Rawlings.
I'm not quite up there. I got a couple of orders in. I ain't quite up there yet, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to catch up.
I don't know, because I seen a couple other
pieces. I saw that Wakanda one. I saw that Wakanda.
I have three variations of the Wakanda theme.
Yeah, Paul lost his mind on the Wakanda ones right there.
Okay. Oh, man.
I went Wakanda with the Wakanda. You right about that?
Well, Larry, you got some exquisite taste. I just want to thank you for your patience, your time, your everything that you're bringing to this table, the radio show, the opportunity that you're giving to everybody. Man, like, without you, like, a lot of this wouldn't even be existence. So I just want to thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Just especially for me, I'm on the West Coast. I'm a whole different creed from everything that's happening, and for you to give me this opportunity, it's a blessing in disguise, and I appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate you, my brother, and thank you for being a part of Epiphany Radio. You know, you brought that extra energy that was needed up in this joint, man. So, hey, look, you know, sitting by Paul like that right there, both of you have been a blessing to the radio network. So it's all about God touching me, man, and continuing to have purpose in me. Hey, once again, man, thank you guys, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
Please. One love, one mic, my brother.
One
God
love,
bless.
One mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Grill the Poet, also Larry G. Maddox. So he's got the book out there. He's got Epiphany going on. He got Raw Links going on. The man got a lot of hats that he wears. Good thing he got a big head. And he's off the mic, so there ain't nothing he can say about what I just said. Although he did come right there and sleep on the mic. But I got that one off. If y'all would bear with me, I'm going to take a quick music break. And then we'll be right back. This song that I'm getting ready to put on is from Tasha Cobbs. And it kind of encapsulates this program, or at least my intent for this program. And it's a song called For Your Glory.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
Now raise it up.
wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are.
listen.
Somebody told me that you would watch all my sins.
Hallelujah.
And cleanse me from the scars that are so deep within. So I'm calling to you. If you can hear me, I don't know how.
He's never too busy.
Never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
I know I did say I was just doing one song, but it just got good to me. I got tired of it. I apologize. But I see a few callers out there, but I don't see nobody raising their hands. So everybody's listening anyway, so that's all good. I don't feel like I disrespected nobody by not bringing them on. But y'all need to press one if you want to come on. Matter of fact, I did say something earlier about I wasn't throwing nobody under the bus. Or I would try not to. I did say try, didn't I, Alonzo? Alonzo, you there? I don't know what happened to Alonzo, but anywho. Oh, wait a minute. Let me stop. Hold the bus. Somebody.
No, no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. You know, I got that mute problem. That's my situation is that mute button.
Ah,
that mute button.
That mute monster, huh? That's what's up.
I'm over here trying to push mute, and the phone is just doing its crazy things. My bad. My apologies. But I'm here. What was that question? Okay.
I did say try, though, didn't I, when I said that made that statement about throwing people under the bus?
Yes.
Okay.
You did say try. Okay. You did
bring on the next
you never
caller. Well, that's all I needed to hear was the try part. Because after the next caller, I'll shed a little bit more light on that.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't know if I should be prepared. Thank you. Let me go get my hard hat.
Rut-row. But see, there you go again. He said it was you that I was focusing on.
Oh, okay.
But since you mentioned yourself, I don't know. Anywho, area code 661 has a hand raised, so I think I'm going to open that mic and tell them, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, where you have Toothless Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Who do we have on the mic?
Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, and hello, everyone. Hello, Paul. This is Shy the Poet.
Well,
good evening. Election day.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It has been
hello.
A while since I heard from you, young lady.
Oh, yes. This has been a long while. I'm going to say, pardon my noise in the background. I've got a lot of people in the house, so I'm just sneaking on. But how are y'all doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent. With the family, too. So it's totally understandable as far as, you know, the noise in the background. This is that day, so it's acceptable, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But if you know God like I know God, he's going to have his way regardless, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yes,
hello.
He is.
I am so pleased to hear from you, young lady.
Could I ask a question? Would you mind if Pharrell is still around? If you can pull him in, we got some stuff from way back.
That's
how we met.
Come on out the corner, Mr. Pharrell.
Pharrell, did you hear that? I'm opening your mic. Are you available?
Hey, hey, hey. What it do, what it do, what it do. Hello, Jacqueline. Shy.
Hello there, Pharrell. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes, we are.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy Easter
Amen.
To you. Let me let Paul know a little something real quick. Paul,
okay.
This young lady right here is an Epiphany Radio alumni. Okay.
What?
She helped to put it together. She was my first co-host right here at the Inspiration Factory.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Alonzo. Alonzo, it wasn't me to throw nobody under the bus. We just got thrown under the bus. Get out of here.
Yes, yes, yes,
wow.
Yes. She was a dynamic poet, beautiful, sweet young lady, you know, that knows God very well. And I was glad. I'm glad to hear her voice. It's been a long time. It's been a long time,
I
Shai.
2012 when we started.
Wow.
Well, we started back in 2011 on another network.
Right.
The Butterfly.
That's right.
The Butterfly Effect Radio.
Effect.
And we brought it over here to Epiphany 2014.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how are you, Shai?
Wow.
I'm doing good, being busy, helping humanity, helping family, helping myself to come back up, and been writing and painting and doing a lot of different things. So I'm kind of busy, trying to keep myself busy and not let the world pour into my spirit. I want to stay clean and wholesome, and I want to stay loving myself as God loves me, and trying to write more of a Christian book, poetry book instead of the other one that I had.
Cool.
Well, you sound like you are busy.
And still, it's still hard for me to speak out in front of people.
Yeah.
It's, I get that stage fright, but I'm working on it.
You have to poke her on, Paul, and prod at her, because she's just like her namesake, Shai. Very Shai.
Okay. But I guess I have to ask her point blank, what this book, you said more of a Christian book. What type of, is it already completed?
No, I'm just writing and writing and writing until I pick what I want out to make up the book. It's more about speaking what God is telling me through my life journey, what my experiences and my testimonies and things that has happened that I've seen and I've heard him tell me and my response back to him. So some similar things of that and some of the other people's experiences that they've had that I've seen, and even with the kids now, they're doing everything and anything, but nobody's teaching them about God or it starts in the womb. My daughter, I had a headphones on when I was pregnant with her, and I played classical music, Christian music, everything. And when she was two, she started singing a song that I was in the kitchen, and I almost dropped my skillet because I know I wasn't playing. And she started humming it and singing it. So it works. Whatever, when the dad leaning up against the mom's belly and say, "Hey, this is your dad," they can hear that vibration.
Wow. I can imagine that moment when you heard that song.
Should I call it?
Thank you.
We're going to be waiting for this book because I have a feeling it's going to be something dynamic.
I'm trying to make sure it's the right timing and everything. But I have
Girl
an
said,
old. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
An old what? No, I said God.
An old piece
Girl
that I
told us that you know God, so I know that you're allowing Him to lead you. So there's no doubt that what He leads you to.
And I'm so glad to hear your voice, finally.
Under these conditions, I'm not so glad.
Why?
I have no teeth. They just took them out a couple of days ago. And it
baby,
is so
we're human. Teeth. We're not supposed to be tearing each other down. We're supposed to be understanding and lifting each other up. And real friends and real people understand that. Haters won't.
Go ahead, girl. Preach. Thank you, girl. I'm really subconscious about this because this is just a surreal moment for me. But anyway, thank you so much. You made me feel a little bit better about what I'm doing right
your
now.
Team. You got to stand on your box.
Thank you.
So I'm going to save this little one piece that I got ready so I can get myself off here. Thank you for real. Okay, I appreciate
you
it. I want you to listen in.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Okay, this piece
everyone,
is called
this is
Reminiscing.
At Poetess, and the mic is yours, Queen.
I'm so sorry. I'm not used to this. This piece is called Reminiscing. As we're walking down Lake Charles, listening to the Louisiana jazz greats, Trombone Shorty, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, and the legends, your scent is like walking into a fresh summer's bath in the backs of the Louisiana bayou. The sweet smell of gumbo prepared in Cousin Josephine's kitchen where customers would come to get a free sample of it teasingly passes by my direction as we're holding hands. I smile, reminiscing of you, lifting me off my feet up into your masculine, muscular arms. I gaze at the sexiest way the white of your teeth brings the pride and joy of your smiles and make a crowd at the Saints game think they've won before the game ever began. You're such a rare gentleman and a fine piece of art. Look at you with your seersucker powder blue shirt open for the cool summer's breeze of the bayous and lace sleeves and khakis rolled up your arms and legs. Just enough to walk through the scenic prairie byways. The look on your face you give me can melt my heart, which renders my surrendering every moment of me to you as we kiss. You held my chin as delicately and tenderly, leaving me with a sweet, erotic, heart-pounding daydreaming of a moment to be imagined for our next sentimental journey. You open up the door for me from your beautiful 1941 Studebaker La Convertible. That automobile still speaks long-time memories of us. You walk around the back flirtatiously, touching the curves of the vehicle, never taking your big, dreamy bedroom eyes off me. As I open the door, driver-side door, your eyes fall down upon my bosom from leaning too far over, releasing your door handle. I smile. As you drive away, you take my left hand ever so gently, caressing it, glancing at the 5-carat diamond ring given to you by your mother for your future wife-to-be, who became me. You pull me close to you while we ride with anticipation of love pondering inside my heart of our trip to the next destination. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Oh. Guy, this is Alonzo. I think he's the baby in Epiphany right now.
Oh, okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, career, but I think he's a baby in the bunch. But this is my partner in praise here.
I'm going to allow him to
speak on your piece first.
All right.
No, I wanted to say thank you for coming in and calling in tonight. The piece was a nice piece. It had me. One thing that I always look for is like some nurturing information. Like I listen for like what can I grasp. I always ask everybody who are you talking to. You know what I mean? When you wrote that piece, I do want to ask you who you was talking to. But as far as it connected with me, you know, as far as it connected me, babe, it was nurturing. It was very nurturing. But I do again want to ask you, who were you particularly writing to when you wrote that?
I was writing to the person that would have been the perfect person that God has given me, which has not yet happened.
I can really relate to that.
I have a few pieces,
Shy and Alonzo, that I've written to my wife.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm not married.
That's nice. Okay. That look, I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I understand completely.
Two in one.
Right?
Right. Where you were with that, because this is the one that I know is out there for me. Where is this one out there for me at that time? That's who I'm speaking to. So I can really, really relate with you on who you were speaking to when you wrote that piece. But did you catch, Alonzo, did you catch the imagery in that piece, you know? Yeah, the description of the bayou, and I could see somebody with the cut-off shorts and very, very
As you know, as a single person, it's kind of like you want to listen into how to complete not just yourself but that other person, right? Like how do you grow in a relationship? So it's like that's what I mean when I said that, like, that piece was a little, that was nurturing, because as a single person, like, as a kid, I grew up asking God all the time, hey, can I be, like, every woman's number one dude? Like, not like being a player, but I want to be, like, the best guy in the world. And
yes.
I didn't know at the time, like, it really required that you got to be in tune to the relationships that you put yourself in. You know?
Exactly.
After her, I'm going to throw that.
Each side have to feel each other. Building each other, nurturing each other, loving each other, even when if you're miles away, you can be in another state.
Yeah.
But my thing is, when I'm in another state, I know, to me, spiritually, my husband, my person is with me at all times, because there is no disrespect for me, and I expect that also.
Right, and with you saying that, you know, I mean, that says a lot in that sentence, because one, when you say husband, that's a unity of one. You and your husband are supposed to be a unit of one, which means you guys are supposed to be following God, right?
That's right.
So
that's exactly.
When you're building your future, you already know it's a guaranteed success, and I feel like today, though, it's just that's why a lot of people are single, because it's hard to follow. It's not hard to follow God. I can't say that because we all read the same book. But it's hard to let go of our ways, connect with somebody else, and in the way of the Lord. You know what I mean? Letting our way.
Yeah.
I hear Luke in the back of my head right now. Deny thyself daily. Pick up the cross. Follow yourself. But it's hard for us to do that. We all have what we think is right. You know, and at least in our eyes. But then when it comes to connecting with somebody else, it's hard for us to let go of the control or the for sureness. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, it's just a lot of us out there that are so broken from previous damages that has happened mentally, physically, emotionally. It's just so broken that everybody's we're bumping into each other trying to see who's going to fix who. And instead, we have to fix ourselves first.
Exactly. So the next question is, how do we do that? Now, as a man, it's hard for me to, and we were having this conversation last week, as a man, it's going to be hard for me to turn around and ask for help. Especially what I've been through, you know, as a military person. It's going to be hard for me to turn around and ask a woman, let alone if that woman is the one for me, how do I know? You know, it's going to be hard for me to turn around and ask for that help. I'm having a hard time now asking for that help. And this is just a personal, you know what I mean, like personal 30 seconds. I ain't trying to get a whole life, but you know what I mean, like there's a moment when you want to break and get to know that somebody, but how do you do that? When that somebody is not, you know what I mean? Like, there's somebody in my head, but I don't know whether or not I'm going to see her around the corner in the next 30 seconds.
You know? Right.
I know I'll see a female, but I gotta in tune to that female. I'm not in tune to the person that's going to make me correct.
Yeah. I guess I can say for me, I've been through a million things, as most of us have. I have PTSD. I also got attacked at my job at the Juvenile Corrections. I used to work at the Maximum Security Prison in Chicago. I did my junior corrections in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I got jumped by four juveniles that because I was protecting one that they wanted, so they were stomping, trying to stomp me, but I was still got up and I still called for security. They were on looking at the camera, but they were scared, so they always used me to come in and help them because I wasn't afraid of anybody. Well, doing all of that, my thing was I just still felt like I'm okay. But the thing about it is when you're alone, you realize you're not all 100% okay. So with me, I try to put myself into doing things and enjoying other people. And say I am in a relationship with someone, say like you, it is just the fact that I want to look and observe what it is. I'm a giving person automatically. So that doesn't stop because I see you may not have a good day. I'll just give you a little time and I'll go do something. I know what you like, so I'll go try to give you something that you like. You may want a certain kind of meal. I mean, I go out to try to find maybe would you like this today? I want to know and I want you to feel I'm not smothering you. I want you to feel that I go through something during that time when I'm asking you and you don't and you want that time for yourself, then I go and take time for myself.
Right.
It's just how I do what I look and I feel what I'm supposed to do. I'm here for a reason. God created me for a purpose, and I need to know what my purpose is. But if it's another human that I can see that they're not really showing everything, but it's something there, and I need to know how can I help.
Yeah. I'm 100% PTSD myself. That's what I'm diagnosed with. But I totally understand where you're coming from. And my problem is, like, I'm also an introvert. So there's moments where I'm quiet and people think I'm upset. And it's like, I'm not upset. I just need time to myself. I just need, you know what I mean? I need to be by myself and recharge. I need my quiet place. I need that.
Understood. You need your man cave, but it's not a cave. It's a whole half a house.
Yeah, it's a peace of mind. Quality of life going on.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the question of is that the right one, that for me, the introvertedness and all of these things, I think that God has created someone for each of us. And we just get in his way. When we find a way, and I'm not saying this easily, but when we find a way and find a way that works for each of us, because each one of us is different, to get out of the way and allow God to bring that person to us, there's no confusion with him. He'll let you know that is the one. And when he tells you that, guess what? He's telling that one that you are the one as well. The inability to do a lot of speaking and revealing of yourself, none of that is your concern. If you just find a way to allow God, and I'm speaking to myself as well as everybody else.
Yes.
Moses, he told Moses, don't worry about how you speak. I'm with you. And look what he did with his as God's mouthpiece. So when we just get out of God's way, all the rest of those things that we put into the equation are non-existent to him.
Yes.
Just allow him to be him.
I need to let go. That's what I need to learn, or I need to do more of is learn to let go. I always see a lot of people do it, but I don't like talking about other people. I need to correct myself. I have a habit of letting go and picking back up, or you know, at the last second when I say, "Oh, I finally see it before it comes." I see it, I pick it right back up. That's my problem, and I need to learn how to let and let God.
Trust me, my brother, you are not alone in that one. There, that's every. I do believe that's every last one of us, one way or another.
That's right, one way or another.
Thank you for being on your show. If this queen is here tonight.
Okay. This is one of them combos. This is one of them. This, wow. Yes. Where's the clap button, man? I thought you was working on that, Paul.
I'm a work in progress.
I'll be back.
Because we had connected some time ago, and life being what it is, we drifted away from one another. And it just blew me away when she said who she was. Now the voice caught me, and I'm saying to myself, "Is that?" And then when she confirmed it, I said, "Oh, look at God!" Look at God.
Yes. Oh yes.
Look at God. But I'm not going to hold you captive from your family.
Okay.
I don't want to hold up
from anybody else. I know I've been on here a long time, and I appreciate everybody's poetry. I love listening to everyone because, to me, they're new to me because I haven't been on the shows in a long, like, years. But I've been on the other shows, and I've been in venues in Los Angeles, and I've been in venues in Chicago. I've been in venues in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I was there for about 20 years. And so I'm just moving around when I get that feeling of, okay, I gotta get it together so I can stand there and hurry up and do what I gotta do. But it's not a hurry, because if I hurry, it won't sound right. So I have to get into my character of what I want you to feel from what I read, what I'm saying, so you understand what I was doing when I was writing.
You're Picasso.
Yes,
I got you.
And Sky, hey, Paul. You also got to meet David
For
Mott.
Real. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying that you also got to meet David Mott in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Am I correct?
Yes.
I was going to ask
Oh, he is
that.
So cool. I got pictures with him. Oh my God, he's still funny. Oh, awesome. We was there during a time, I think, what's his name? He's passed already, but he was a comedian. Oh my goodness. He said Jesus is black, and I forgot his name. But he was there at the hotel. Yes.
Funny that.
He was
Paul Mooney.
Yes, Paul Mooney, yes. Oh, my God.
Oh.
You're talking about, I was trying to do my, and he was like, what are you going to miss what you're saying? You don't know what you're going to say? I'm like, oh, my, he totally messed me up. So, but it was really nice at the hotel. he got me.
Like,
he said, oh, you're going to get up there and not know what you're going to say?
Yeah, Jesus.
And then roll the eyes. But I enjoyed those people in Tulsa. I enjoyed those people in Oklahoma City. Oh, they are awesome people. Oh,
yes.
I miss them so much.
Yes, they
are. Wow. That sounds like a great time. David Mott is a very unique person. He is funny.
Yes.
He's a lot of things going to put him on, but that's my dude right there, though. I can't wait to meet him face to face.
I got so excited when I found out that he was on your show, and real show. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't notice until I met him. And then I looked him up, and that's when I saw him. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? It was like looking at when we come together and we see each other, it's almost like looking at stars, because God gifted us with those gifts, and we are God's stars, and we're feeding the world with what we have.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
I am so glad you called in here tonight, because
what
you just said just right there. See, I told you. When you open the platform up and give it to God, the things that He does through the things that we say are just indescribable.
Thank you.
Indescribable. So thank you for coming
and
through.
On and
you
Resurrection Sunday.
Yes. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrect some things.
Thank you.
Resurrect some things. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless
thank
you.
God bless you, Shai.
Thank you. For real. Talk to you.
Good night.
Y'all have no idea. Wow. I got this big old Kool-Aid smile on my face. And I'm in the bathroom so nobody can see me. With this two-foot smile on my face. That queen right there. That was awesome. That made
okay.
the show for
look,
me.
Look, I'm looking at this message, and that was like a cool, that was a cool session right there. Like, I'm looking at the last message, and it's like, okay, cool, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the ministry. And, yeah, that was yeah, that was a cool little piece right there, man. That was definitely, I needed that for today, too.
Yes, indeedy. And just think, those are the two originators of where we are, Alonzo. Kareel and Shai. He said, that was his first on this platform. And them the shoes that we're supposed to follow.
wait. You're telling me she was the original Don Dada?
Yes.
I spoke with the original,
The Dundada.
I'm talking
to
like just the kings and queens of the poetry. Okay, like just. I know I'm being aimed in a certain direction.
Just busting it up with royalty.
Time for everything that wake up. Huh? Say that again.
We were just busting it up with royalty.
Okay, like. Like, he's just comfy. Yeah, I know. I apologize. I don't know what to say, but.
Wow.
Again, I thank you guys. I thank you guys for the opportunity. Today was an awesome, awesome day.
Yeah. This was the nightcap.
Say it again?
You know, see, this was the perfect nightcap for the day.
Oh, you know it.
And my old head for real is partly responsible for this.
Say it again. You're off your mic.
I said my old head for real is partly responsible for this.
That's bus throwing, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're throwing Thank buses.
You. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Oh, no, not the buses, though. You say he chuckled.
No comment. What I am going to say is I have another caller.
You see what you started?
Bring on the mic.
He didn't know. He didn't know the theory was coming. He didn't know that. Go ahead, though. My bad.
Oh, so, Phil, you hanging out with us, or you want me to mute you and bring on the next caller, or what are we doing?
I might as well, man. I'll hang out with you, Paul.
Okay. I don't want to take you because I know you probably got family there. Things, you know, I'm not trying to hold you hostage. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus and kidnap nobody tonight. But
all right, I'm good, bro.
We have a 609 caller, and I'm curious to see who is. So, area code 609. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do you have on the mic? Hello. Are you muted?
Here we go, 609.
Hello.
Hola. 609. And I. Spanish didn't work. All righty then. I tell you what we're going to do then. Oh, but y'all do have 6 minutes to dial 319-527-6300 if you want to get in with us, because it looks like we might be going a tad bit in the overtime. I'm going to take a short music break to give area code 609 time to realize that they were called and get it together. But anyone else,
you're not winning the lottery.
Press one. So we can bring you on. We can keep things moving. What were you saying now, Alonzo?
Say it again?
No, I thought you were saying something.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I was saying, like, it's a good thing it wasn't a sweepstakes or a lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah, right? But it might have been a sweepstakes. But anywho, I want to hear this.
You could have, right? A coupon, a 50% off of something.
I want to hear this
gift
one song,
card?
Though.
Mm. Go ahead.
The mute monster might have got him, but this is the wake-up call. I did say one song, but I'm going to say this one song, because even in the midst of the storms that we go through in life, even in the midst of the mistakes or whatever it is that we go through, we still need to have the mindset of this brother here, and that's Charlie Wilson with I'm Blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White to fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no.